Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I need you, Lord. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, you are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold. You're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah, all-powerful. Your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. And your kindness, unmatchable. There's grace for guilt. There's grace for all. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where will we go? You're the way. Hey, our open door. Woo! To hear heaven from earth below. You're defender, yeah, when judgment calls, we protected by your blood. So come what may, your word is come what may, your word is all we are. You can.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us come rejoicing. Let us come in gladness. Let us come with light hearts this morning as we come in His presence, as we come to praise Him, as we come to worship Him, as we come to adore Him. For in the early morning, He brings refreshing. He brings joy. He brings a new day of new beginnings. Let's worship Him. Let's praise Him this morning. Let's tell Him thank you for life. Thank you for sustaining us. Thank you for even things that we're going through right now, because each thing that we go through, we have lessons that we go through. We have situations that sharpen us. We have other things that we encounter that we can be strong for others. Let us praise His name this morning. Let's give Him thanks for all the glory is His. Let's start off this morning in prayer. Father God, we just thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you, Father, for sustaining us. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are in our lives. We thank you, Father, for situations. We thank you, Father, as we get strengthened, as we get yoked, Lord. Oh, Father God, we thank you this morning, for we are in your presence, and in your presence there is fullness of joy. We thank you, Lord, for families. We thank you, Lord, for all that we continue to encounter. There may be dark times. There may be times when we falter. There may be times when we have encounters, situations that we don't understand. But, Lord God, we know that you will never forsake us. We know, Lord, that you are our strong tower. We know, Lord, that you are our strength. We know, Lord, that through you we will be sustained. So, Father God, we just come this morning asking for mercy. Mercy, Lord, mercy, mercy, mercy for things that we've done, things that we don't even know that we did, and things that we deliberately did. The flesh is weak. So as we come every morning, Lord, to you, we come for a refilling, a re-strengthening. We come to fortify ourselves against the enemy because our flesh is attacked every day that we live. But Father God, we ask you to live in us, that we are strengthened. And as we go through the sanctification process, that each day as we climb, as we get the nurturing, that as we get that strength, we can hold on to your promises. We can hold on to the truth. We can stand strong by the word. We can get that edification, that we can go from level to level. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you. Glory, glory, glory to your name, Father. Oh, Father God, let us be destiny helpers for others. Let us be strong, that we can be a strong representation for our children, for our family, for our friends. Oh, Father God, nourish us this morning, Lord. Wrap us in your grace. Cover us up, Lord, that we won't feel naked, that when we feel ashamed, that when we feel disgusted of what we've done or what we continue to do in secret or whatever it is that our vices are, cover us, oh, Lord, that we can stand. We can stand and not feel any kind of fear, any kind of disharmony, but we can stand knowing that we are your children. We can stand knowing that, yes, we can make mistakes, but we have to correct them. We can't keep going on and on and on and keep asking more and more for forgiveness. But we need to stand, Lord, in you and let you be our strength. It's no more I, me, and mine, because the flesh is weak. In you we stand strong because you foresee everything. You will guide us. You will protect us. You will direct us. You will give us all the harmonious notes that we can have the pleasure in living, knowing that divided we will not conquer, but in numbers we have victory. So as we hold each other as brothers and sisters, growing in the word, living in the word, spreading the word, teaching the word, and being the Word, Lord. Oh, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, our teacher, our comforter, the reinforcer of our faith, because he keeps talking to us. He keeps giving us those signs of don't do that. Don't go that way. Why don't you look at it this way? Oh, Father God, our confidant, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for all that you provide to keep us on the road and not by the wayside, not taking shortcuts, but going through and learning. Because the more we do, Lord, the more we seek your face, the more we get to know you, the more informal our relationship is, the more we can enjoy your presence in the fullness thereof. We thank you. We love you, Lord. We thank you that we have breath this morning, that we are alive, that we can talk to you, that we can interact with you, that we can feel your presence, that our hearts can leap with joy this morning, just knowing that we've made you first. And this is why we're here this morning, Lord. This morning, for our first love. Oh, how great thou art! How great thou art! Oh, Father God, we extend blessings, blessings this morning. Blessings out to our families, blessing out to friends, neighbors. Oh, Father God, we extend coverings, your coverings over, Lord. As we receive, let it disseminate on to others, that they too can receive, that they too can be in the fullness thereof. So, Lord God, as we start this morning, we know, Father, that we are in the right place this morning. We know that we can come trusting. We know that we can be in a relaxed atmosphere, Lord, for we know that unconditionally your love is expressed. So we come unconditionally this morning, not by force, but because of the desire of our hearts. So we just thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you for all that you are and all that you continue to be in our lives, Father. And we bless you. We thank you, Lord. And all God's children say, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in our mouths. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. There is a prophetic release this morning. Hallelujah. And the Lord has been speaking. But right after this short song, then we will get into the prophetic release that the Lord has placed in my spirit, and we will pray. Amen. In Jesus' name, good morning to all in the mighty name of Jesus.
Draw me. Please.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Let us pray before we bring a release. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you this morning. We honor you. We bless your holy name. Your deep, O God, is all awesome, amazing God. How great you are. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, we glorify your name. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. So, Father, this morning, as I bring this prophetic release, let it not be me but Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, I hide behind the cross. All of you, Jesus, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of your Holy Ghost. We bless you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We honor you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. I'm going to read a few scriptures. I'm going to look at Genesis chapter 6. Hallelujah. Let me read it, and then I'm just going to give some pointers. When the human beings, is it from the NIV, increase in number on earth, daughters were born to them, and the sons of God saw that the daughters of humans were beautiful, and they married any of them they chose. Then the Lord said, my spirit will not content. I want you to look at verse 3. Genesis 6, verse 3. My spirit will not contend with humans forever, for they are mortal. Their days will be 120 years. Let's go to 5. The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. The Lord regretted that he had made human beings on earth, and his heart was deeply troubled. So the Lord said, I will wipe from the face of the earth the human race I have created, with them the animals, the birds, and the creatures that move along the ground. For I regret that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of God. Let's go. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God. Hallelujah. I want you to, the wickedness of the human race, God wanted to destroy. And one person found favor, and that was Noah. Hallelujah. We go through the Bible from different scriptures. Elijah called out fire. Elijah was a man with passion for prayers, a prophet. And he left his mantle to Elisha, who actually did about twice as much miracles as he. We look at all through the Bible, and I'm giving a prophetic release. I'm not preaching. These are men and great men of God during those days. And we look at Apostle Paul. We look at Peter. His shadow healed people. So we can go all through the Bible, and we see how God used great and mighty man, hallelujah, to bring, let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. God used those people to release his mandate, to release his will on the earth. Hallelujah. A few months ago, I had a dream, and I woke up. And it came back, it just came back to me. I had a dream, and in a dream, I saw a lot of black dogs barking around the White House. Barking. I mean, they were black dogs. And there were a whole bunch of them, and they were in the White House yard, and they were barking. I said, oh my gosh, where are all these dogs? Why? I kept barking. Then the Lord told me to go to the next scene. I went to the next scene, and the door of the house, of the White House, was open, and the dogs, they found their way into the White House. I didn't understand the meaning of the dream, and I let it go. I just told my husband about it. I let it go. Until all these things, because I even had spoken with Apostle Cindy, and I said, I didn't tell the dream, but I asked her because I had not remembered the dream. It was 2 months ago. I asked her, I said, have you heard anything what the Lord is saying? And we're talking about it. We went into but I have been asking God, what is going on? What is going on? Because I don't want to be presumptuous. I don't like to. If God don't tell me something, I'm not going to repeat it, because that means I'm lying on the Holy Spirit, and that's blasphemy. So anyway, it came back to me when the president went to the hospital, all that stuff. And then yesterday, it hit me. I said, the dogs. And I said to my husband, oh, my God. It was that the demonic, the coronavirus, the demons were going in. And the door was open for these demons to go in. They were barking first, and the demons went in. Okay. And so I realized what it was, and I just didn't realize until yesterday evening. I had this dream about two months ago. And then when the president went to the hospital, I woke up the next morning, and the Lord had given me another dream. Now, he spoke to me. He said, come back, the comeback kid, he called Donald Trump, the comeback kid. I even text Apostle, one of my apostles, Tawana. I said, oh, the Lord is saying that, you know, this man would be the comeback kid. So I figure, oh, okay, he's coming back. He would get well. He's coming back. And so I told her the dream, and we just talked about it, and that was it. You know, God has a strange way of talking, but I didn't understand you know, I just thought, okay, Donald Trump coming back, and he, you know, I guess God wants him to be there. I just didn't go into details in my mind, my thoughts. I didn't want to bring him my thoughts. I just let it go, because God ways are not man ways. God thoughts are not man thoughts. So yesterday, the president got back in, comeback kid. But this is all God said, the comeback kid. God didn't tell me anything except the comeback kid. I want you to see what's going on. Connect this in your Holy Spirit, speak to your heart. So last night we prayed, and as we were praying, not this morning, early this morning, as we were praying 2-3 o'clock this morning, I saw a black blanket come over the White House. Now, I want you to see the three dreams. One, the dogs, black dogs around the White House, barking. Someone opened the door, and I believe it was the president that opened the door. The next dream, voice was comeback kid. And the last, which was this morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, a blanket was put over, a big black blanket over the house, White House. So I asked the Lord, and I don't usually share these things with everybody. I will call people that I'm close to, like a pastor, and say this before I even say it to others. I try to keep, because people misinterpret stuff. So I asked the Lord, I said, but everybody's been praying for the president. And the evangelicals, I said they had a prayer march and the place was packed with thousands and thousands of people praying. And since, before he even went in the hospital that Saturday, thousands and thousands of people were praying in Washington, D.C., and everybody's praying for the president. And this and that. So why is there going to be a, well, why is this blanket? What's coming to America? He said, my daughter, people's hearts are wicked. He said, the prayers that are going up are prayers from a wicked heart, prayers from judgmental heart, prayer, you know, like, okay, he said, these prayers are not pure. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. These prayers are not holy. These prayers are not righteous. I am holy. I am righteous. So when people pray from the point of bitterness, just to be praying, oh, the Lord said we should pray for the president, so I'll pray for him. But, you know, and this is how he said that people have been praying. I said, but how about all those people? He said, those prayers are hypocritical prayers. And not, he said, you're looking at the physical, but I look at the heart. So I'm not even going to answer those prayers. He said, but tell the people to get prepared for what is about to take place in this nation. Tell the people to get prepared. You better get your Bible star and really walk in holiness and righteousness and know the word of God and be prepared. I'm not saying, he said, get prepared because there's going to be some hard, rough days that's coming. And only the strong will make it strong in Christ, your strength in Christ. Amen. So when we pray, we have to pray not because God says to pray. We must pray in holiness. We must pray in righteousness. And if we have anything in our hearts, we need to let it go to God before we pray. Hallelujah. You cannot be a Christian and pray for someone to leave their husband or pray for this and that. You can't. You got to pray the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man, availeth much. You can't pray for the point of unforgiveness. God will not hear your prayer. Bitterness, God will not hear your prayer. You don't like somebody, but you just pray. God is not going to hear those prayers. Better, the Lord was saying to me, for you not to pray than to pray from that point of, I don't like this, I don't like that. We are not here to condemn and to judge. We are here as intercessors to pray the will of God. Yes, we have our opinions, but our opinions does not matter when it comes to the things of Almighty God. As I said, God's ways are not man's ways. God's thoughts are not man's thoughts. You, the prayers, and not only for this nation, but prayers in our lives have not become effective because we pray, we gossip for the person that we pray. After we sit down and really engage in gossip, and we make an excuse for that gossip, and then we pray, it's wrong. And God is not going to hear it. And you who praying that prayer, judgment's coming on you. Search me, oh God, and know my heart. And really totally surrendering to God. and not having evil. God looks at the heart of man. You can look at me and you can say, oh, Apostle Marco, Marco, Marco. People will give you the best gift and their hearts are bad. They can give you $1 million and it still won't like you. And they will pretend. They will give you gifts and they still will like you. So, but God will see that the heart of that person is not right. I cannot see it, but God sees it. And we need to get into right standing with God, because at the end of the day, He is the one that's going to judge us. So if the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, we have to be afraid. Because when you're pointing your fingers, it comes back to you, the four fingers pointing back at you. So what I'm saying, there's so much wickedness. There's more wickedness than you can think of that's going on in the earth. Not only in the United States, but all over. When will real intercessors that will pray from their heart and not be prejudiced about their prayers? The white will not be prejudiced. The blacks will not be prejudiced. The Chinese will not be prejudiced. This is not upon my agenda, your agenda, my nation agenda, or your nation agenda. It's about the kingdom of God. God's agenda. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Sometimes they think, okay, if something happened, it will not affect me. Be careful. When things happen, it affects everybody. It has a ripple effect. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, their kids, because God, I said, but God, these people prayed. They went to the march. They went in Washington, D.C. They prayed. They did this. How in the world you can be praying a righteous prayer and right next to the White House, the Mr. Virus is hitting everybody at the White House. That means that there's no prayer. The prayers are not pure. The prayers are not holy. Because you say you're praying. You white, black, Chinese, Japanese, evangelical, and you pray and right to them in Washington D.C. and they're right there, not too far, the White House and Mr. Virus visiting, the demonic force all over the place. Those are the dogs, all over the place and just enjoying and passing stuff around. You're praying because you want your personal agenda. You pray because you want more money. You pray because you want this thing and that. You're praying because you're not going to offend the president because you want something from him. So you're not going to wear your mask. You're not going to do this. No, we don't play with God. Because you're supposed to be a minister of the gospel. You're supposed to be an evangelical, and you cannot stand up and speak as a prophet and say what God says the Lord. It's wrong. It is wrong. God wants to answer our prayers and hear our prayers. He hears and answers. He would have even saved Sodom and Gomorrah if there was two righteous people in that city. It would have been saved because He's a merciful God. We cannot be fake Christians. We have to be authentic in Jesus' name. Father, you give me this prophetic release, and I release this prophetic release to your children. Pray that they will take this serious and walk, and we will all walk in holiness and righteousness in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Always remember, God looks at the heart. God hears our conversations. He sees it. He knows it. Do not pray from a point of unrighteousness, deceit, lies. No, don't do it. Those prayers will not be answered. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle, do you have anything to add to what I'm saying? I know you're a prophet, and hallelujah, and you can press 1 if there's anything, hallelujah, to add. If not, hallelujah, Apostle Cynthia, if you're on, okay. Now, if there's not, okay, 1 second. Amen.
Wow. To God be the glory. Wow. My God. I remember our conversation, and I remember it well. The Father had been dealing with me for the last 4 months concerning President Trump and the heart of the people. And when we talked, I remember saying, I don't have anything to say. And today, I must say, I started asking the Father, I said, please reveal unto the prophets and unto the apostles what needs to be revealed, because the burden for me was a great burden. And today, you have confirmed by the power of God what God is speaking in this season. I definitely stand in agreement with the confirmation of the word, and I definitely stand in agreement with the darkness coming over not just the White House, but that has come over the nation of the United States of America. The true children of God, if you've not been praying righteous prayers, now is the time to repent and to enter into holiness of the pureness of heart. For there is a storm out on the ocean, and it is headed this way. And unless the children of God are in right, R-I-G-H-T, posture, the wails, the crying shall increase. God bless you, Apostle. May he use you more abundantly. Amen. In Jesus' name, I love you, sis.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is there any other person, before I take a testimony, because we have a sister, another prophet and on the line, because the line is full. Amen. In the name of Jesus, press 1. Hallelujah. Amen. If there's no other prophet on the line or have a confirmation for what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking, I'm going to open the line for a testimony, and I'm going to ask Prophetess Olamatu to give her testimony in Jesus' name.
Good morning,
it's open,
everybody. Good morning, everybody. We thank God for hearing this word. We thank God because God has been speaking. And what Apostle is saying, and we need to pray, we Christians. We need to pray. We need to come together. Before I give my testimony, we need to come together and pray. And I even spoke to her the last time that what God spoke to me about, to really focus on revelation. We have to get prepared. We have to teach on revelation. We have to focus on revelation to get the people prepared for what is coming. So we Christians should be saved. If not, it's going to be worse. So all God is speaking, to people differently. So we need to pray. We need to fast. And number two, what I'm coming to testify is I was so sick these few days. I was so sick. I couldn't lift my arms up. My shoulders are hurting so bad. I feel feverish. I feel restless. But I never stopped coming to the prayer line. The 3 o'clock a.m. I will force myself, but I can't kneel down. I can't put my shoulders to pray. My arms, everywhere is hurting. So all of a sudden, I was restless, turning around, turning here, turning there. Then I just heard my name when Reverend called my name to pray for me. As soon as I heard my name, everything come to a standstill. I just woke up. I said, so after the prayers, I asked my friend, I said, did you give my name to pray? She said, no. I thought you were a prophet. You sort it out. I said, no. I said, but somebody gave my name. So we are arguing. I said, but you know what? If you did, thank you so much. I said, all the pain left me. I said, God really answered Reverend's prayer. I said, he answered Reverend's prayer. I said, because God said it. This prayer group is going to be a lot of healing here. I said, I got it myself. I said, I feel much, much better. And up to today, I couldn't feel no pain again from my shoulder. All the pain left me. The only thing that is left with me now, I'm tasteless. But I force myself to eat, but no pain anywhere. No pain anywhere. Because I was paining everywhere. I was even thinking, how am I going to work if I got a job? How am I going to work? All that was playing in my mind. So I thank God. I just want us to continue to pray harder because there is God in this prayer group. There is God. So we need to focus and pray more. Let nobody stop coming. Please come. 3 o'clock prayers, 5 o'clock prayers, please come. Whenever you have a chance, come and pray. It is very, very, very important. God is really answering prayers in this group. And just like as Apostle Marco is saying, and I forgot the other apostle just came and gave the word. You know, it is good to have a clear mind and a clear heart. Even if you don't like the president, but don't have the wish of him to die, because on the Facebook, on the WhatsApp, people are passing this, passing that. I told people, I said, even if you hate him, don't pray for him to die. Let us pray for him to get well. Let him get well. It is not nice. Well, how can people come, stand there, you pray, like you are praying to let God heal this person, and your heart is black? How do you think God will answer even your own prayers? You want something from God. God will not answer those kind of prayers. We have to be truthful and holiness. It has to be holy. Pray with truthfulness. Pray with all your heart. Even when we pray here, we come and pray for in spirit for 1 hour. Pray with all your heart. Pray. When you pray, when you are praying in spirit, you ask God what is in your heart. You pray with your heart. You don't just come and pray in spirit. You talk just to people to hear you pray in spirit. Pray with all your heart. Then God will answer your prayer. But this is wrong. We have to take this seriously. What Apostle Mark is telling us, we have to take it seriously. And let us only pray. We have to pray. Because what is coming on, if you are not a prayerful person in truthfulness and holiness, it is not going to be good. It's not going to come out of my mouth, but believe me, even if you say I'm a Christian, because some of them, they go around, I'm a Christian, I pray, I this and that. Well, what about your way of doing things? What about your heart? You show people out you are this, but in your heart is something else. Don't hide behind the prayers. You say you are praying. I say that I'm a Christian. Don't hide behind Christian, and you are not faithful, because God is seeing you. He lives in our hearts. He knows exactly what you are thinking, what you are about to think, or what you are thinking. He knows. Don't hide in front of you. Hide from people, and you know God is seeing you. It's not right. It's not right. Don't show people you are this, but in your heart is darkness doing this. A true Christian, have a love in your heart. Even if this person is bad to you, forgive and have a love. You cannot be friends again, but just forgive and have a clear mind and a clear heart for that person. Don't think anything bad for that person, because he's coming back to you. You're not doing great for yourself. So I thank God for this prayer line. Also, Marco has been my mentor, has been my spiritual mother. I'm older than her. Well, you see me, I'm so tiny. But I am older than her. But she is my spiritual mother. We've been together for so many years. So many years. So please, I just want everybody to listen and pay attention. Let's listen and pay attention and do what God wants us to do. It is very, very important. Because what is coming on, if you are not strong in prayer and have a good heart, it's not going to be good. Not going to be good. My friends will call me, "Only, what do you think when this corona came?" I said, have a pure heart and focus on God. You're not going to get it. Just believe that this, I will not get it. It is not for me. Is that all? I said, that's all. I said, don't be scared. Pray and focus for God. That's all I told him. I said, don't be scared. Focus to God and pray to God. That's all I told him. That's all I said, yes. So let's focus on God. Let's focus on God. Just believe in God. Don't be scared. Anything coming, as long as you are faithful, you are truthful, you worship your God in truthfulness and holiness, and you have a good heart, nothing will happen to you. God will save people that are really, really truthful in worshiping Him. Because the whole world is corrupt right now. Not only in America, the whole world, just like Apostle Marco is saying. Wickedness everywhere. Nobody has sorry for nobody. Nobody has sorry for nobody. Everybody do what they want to do. What they forgot, their life is in the hands of God. It is not yours. The one we are fighting for is not ours. God, this is the glory of God. The whole world is His glory. He created it. We are all in borrowed robes. He just borrowed us everything. I normally tell people, when you get to 40, you started feeling your eyesight. You cannot see anymore. Because God is taking back little by little. When you get to 45, your knees, you start crying, my knees are hurting me. He is taking little by little. The last thing he will take is stop your blood from pumping. The white people can make everything, but they cannot make blood. All they do is blood transfusion. They transfer blood to somebody else, but because they cannot make blood. That's why God said, don't drink blood. It is the life. They can, your eyes, they can take you, they make, give you a false eye, false nose, everything they fit, but the blood, they cannot. Only God.
Hallelujah.
Let's focus on God. Let's focus on God. This is very, very important. Let's focus on God. If you haven't forgiven anybody, try to have a forgiving heart. Forgive and move on. Yesterday, I called one of my friends. I was praying. God told me, tell her to forgive her sister. They are very, very close. But the one is so bad. I called her. I said, forgive your sister. Forgive her. She said, oh, sister, I really thank you. I said, I know you are bitter. I said, well, forgive her. Move on. Call her. You are not in sleeping time. Call her and say, I forgive you. If you haven't forgiven anybody, call that person and say, please, I forgive you. If you are the wrong one, call, say, I'm sorry, I wrong you, please, forgive me.
Hallelujah.
You have to have a forgiving heart, please. Let's listen to what Apostle Marco has told us. What we have to focus on God.
Amen.
A lot of times, people like prophecy so much. So much. So sometimes, I refuse. I said, God, they don't want to read their Bible to know the word. And when you know the word, a lot of things, you will stop doing it. When you remember what you read, what you studied in the Bible, you say, oh, I should not do this. This is wrong. You do it as soon as you feel, say, God, I messed up. I am sorry. God like a broken heart. That sorriness, you have to be really broken when you ask God for your forgiveness.
Amen.
Then God will forgive you. You cannot ask God in that crowd, like, oh, God, I just did it. I'm sorry anyway. No.
Amen.
Even when you say sorry to your human, you just said, I'm sorry I did this to you. But anyway, I'm sorry. No. Say, please, forgive me. From the bottom.
Hallelujah.
I am sorry. Please, forgive me. Please, let's ask for forgiveness to anybody you hurt in this life, in your lifetime. If you forgot the person, say, God, I forgot. The other people I have hurt, but have mercy on me. Forgive me, God. God is a forgiving person. He will give mercy to those who ask for it. So I thank God. I am well. I am fine. I don't have much taste, but I can eat. So I thank God. Thank you, God, and thank you, God, for using Reverend to pray for me, and I got better. Thank
Amen.
You all for your prayers in this prayer line.
Amen.
Thank you all for your prayers. And let's continue to pray, because there is a healing blessing in this prayer line. So if you are sick,
Amen.
Don't be hesitated not to tell us that you are sick. We will pray for you. Nobody is an island. We need each other. We will pray for each
Amen.
Other. Thank you
Hallelujah.
So much. Thank you, Reverend, for giving me the chance to give my testimony. Thank you so much.
You.
May God bless us.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And once you're walking in holiness and righteousness, and you're doing the right thing, I want you to know that you're going to be blessed exceedingly abundantly above all that you can think or ask of. Because God's going to have you have a safety net in Christ. While the wicked are perishing, God's children will be flourishing. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. While the wicked are perishing, God's children will be flourishing as long as you're doing, walking in His holiness and righteousness in Christ Jesus. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. We adore you, we worship you, we glorify your name. Forgive us, O God. Forgive us. He said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from it. Then you will hear our prayers and heal the land. Father, have mercy upon us. I pray that we have broken a contrite spirit. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Take away our heart of stone and give us a heart of flesh. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We thank you for the word that came forth. We thank you, Lord, that you are God of first, second, third, fourth chances. Oh, Lord, we thank you for giving us another chance to come into your presence to hear, thus says the Lord. Bless each and every one under the sound of my voice. Bless their families. In the name of Jesus, protect them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the children, grandchildren. Bless, oh God. We pray for members of our families that do not know Jesus Christ, that they will come into the saving grace of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. This is not for you to be afraid, but just to be sensitive to what the Word of God is speaking to us. We love you. We pray that you join us this evening at 7 p.m. for the Gathering of the Eagles Prayer Symposium this evening at 7 p.m. in the name of Jesus. Have a wonderful and blessed day. You pray for me. We're going to continue in prayers. We love you and God bless you. In Jesus' name, let's say the grace. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. Oh, my God, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to, God just dropped something in my spirit. Give me 2 minutes. Please, I'm speaking to two mothers on this line. There's two mothers on the line, and I'm probably the third mother, that you have sons that are incarcerated for whatever reason, and we're not going to go into this, because I have a son, too, that's incarcerated, my second son. But I want to give you an encouragement. My son should be out maybe before the end of the year. Hallelujah, because he did some stuff he wasn't supposed to do. That's why he's incarcerated. But let me say this to you to encourage you mothers. I told Apostle Cynthia this. My son wrote me a very good letter the other day. I was so excited. And he said to me, Mommy, I needed to come here. That is because God, when you go, the transformation, God does things with people, God moves in a mysterious way. We don't ask God. I mean, I don't care. Parents, we try to do your best. You do your best, but the children do what they want to do. But that doesn't mean as a parent, don't stop praying for your children. I don't care how wayward they are. Keep on praying and speaking blessings into their lives. Don't give up. And there's nothing to be ashamed of. People like to be, I'm not ashamed of that. That's my child. He's wrong. He's wrong. Okay. Keep on praying. I will never stop praying because I know what prophetic word God has spoken. And it will surely come to pass in the name of Jesus. So I received, I'm not going to go into too much details, but I received a letter from my son. And he was, it was a beautiful letter. But what I want to say to you mothers, the same federal government when we got into trouble with this drug stuff, guess what? It's the same. They have offered him when he come out to work in the lawyer's office, the federal lawyer, the federal, it's a federal lawyer, I think, office, and they offer him a job. This is someone coming out who is felony, and he's offered a job to work with a federal judge part-time when he comes out. Tell me if it's not the glory of God. Then he's writing, oh my God, I can't even go into all of that. There's a book that he's writing that already got a deal on it about his life in prison and the prison system. You see, God will send people somewhere, even though he did wrong, but God, all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I'm saying to you parents, don't give up on praying for your children. Continue praying. Don't give up. God can turn that darkness into light. Continue praying for your children and speaking positive words in their life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. When I saw that and I had to call his lawyer and find out all these things, I said, oh my God, Jesus, he's a wonder. God bless you. Have a wonderful, I just wanted to encourage some mothers here. Have a wonderful and blessed day. I think we got a couple of mothers. Have a blessed day. It is well. Speak into your child's life and speak positive. God bless you.